Hey, fellow NDE fans, we have some exciting things coming up on the other side, but we could really use your help and support to keep going with this channel. Our outreach team works around the clock, making sure to bring you the best NDE stories that we can find. But now we're looking to expand into other countries to get near-death experiences from around the globe. However, we need your help and support to make this happen. This is why we're introducing our YouTube membership program. Get access to exclusive, ad-free episodes that haven't been on YouTube. Watch and participate in live Q&As with the guests. Engage directly with us and NDEers. Participate in giveaways and live events. And most importantly, you will ensure our channel's continuous efforts to seek out and uncover these important experiences worldwide. Support us by hitting the Join Now button below. Thank you for your continued viewership and support. Your help will make a difference, and we look forward to building our community together with you.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Other Side NDE, where we talk about the fascinating phenomena of near-death experiences. These are more than just close calls. These are firsthand accounts of what people experienced dying, leaving the body, exploring another realm, and then returning to their body in order to share that experience with you. Every person that we interview, and many of us listeners, believe these accounts to be undeniably true experiences people had on the other side. If you enjoy listening to stories like these, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, The Other Side NDE, where we post 2 to 3 videos every week of people sharing their NDE stories.
So my near-death experience happened when I was 14 years old. I had been diagnosed with leukemia in August of 2001 and had gone through chemotherapy treatment and all the protocol. I had finally gotten out of the hospital after a long stay because of complications in October, and my spine had collapsed, so the vertebrae in my lumbar spine had actually compressed, and I was having a lot of back pain. So the morning of my near-death experience, I'd gone and got a blood draw just to see what my blood counts were doing. Following that, I went to a back brace technician clinic, if you will, to get my back and my spine fitted for a back brace that I had to wear to help support my spine so that it didn't keep collapsing and my spine break its position. And so I probably got to the back brace clinic around 10 in the morning, 10:30 in the morning. And I had gone with my dad and my 5-year-old brother at the time. And we got there, and the technician was a really nice guy. My dad and him hit it off because they were both musicians. So I was just holding myself on like a parallel bar to kind of stabilize myself so the technician could do all the measurements and yada, yada, yada. As I was standing there, I began to feel a little fuzzy, a little lightheaded. You know, you get the tingles in your head, almost when you're low on glucose, blood glucose or something. So I'm standing there and I'm holding. I'm just generally getting more and more and more fatigued. And that fuzziness is getting a little bit more extreme. The darkness is starting to set in. So it took about 30 minutes. We get out of the clinic. I immediately start to walk out and hope that I can just get to my dad's truck. And so I'm walking out from the entrance to my dad's truck. The parking lot is probably about 75, 80 yards. So a little less than a football field. We get there. My dad's trailing behind with my little brother. He's talking to the technician. They're, you know, just jibber-jabbering about music. So I get to my dad's truck and I sit on the edge, the lip, I will call it, of the back of his truck. And by this time, the darkness is just setting in, setting in, setting in, and my vision is narrowing and my head's getting fuzzier and fuzzier. And I see my dad about 40 yards away. And I'm on my elbows just trying to focus and trying to stay aware, and I go, "Dad, I'm going to pass." And all of a sudden, everything went black. and I opened my eyes and I was in this tunnel of pure white, golden, silvery luminescence. And every time I think about this and every time I share this story, it feels as if I'm back there. But I had this sense of overwhelming peace and joy and just pure love. And it just sounds so cliche every single time I tell this story. But that's what it was. And it was almost as if this light, if you will, was like this energy was just moving around and through you, through me, as me. And it was just, there's no words. And so, you know, I'm kind of just almost looking around, if you will, and just seeing this beautiful, like just penetrating joy and peace around and through me, going, ah, I can take a breath. You know, I'd been dealing with cancer treatment for the last 3 months before that, so I just needed a respite. And I looked in front of me finally, and there was this black shadowy figure and in a trench coat. And I immediately thought to myself, that's Grandpa Joe, my dad's dad. And I couldn't see his face, or at least my mind won't let me remember his face. But I instantly knew that, oh, that's Grandpa Joe. And unfortunately, I can't remember the conversation that we had because we did have something. However, this inaudible conversation that we were having, there was no words spoken. It was just almost telepathic, if you will. But I remember my Grandpa Joe reminding me that everything was going to be okay, that I just had to keep going, that I was going to be okay, that I was going to make it through the cancer treatment, and I was going to be okay. And so what seemed like, I don't know, 10 years, just kind of existing together, just being there, having some other conversation that hopefully soon I'll remember. I wasn't really given a choice to stay. It just seemed as if this tunnel that I was existing in was just a temporary experience, and that I was being reminded that everything was going to be okay and that I just needed to keep moving. And so after engaging with my grandpa inaudibly, we were just staring at each other, and then all of a sudden I got sucked back, just a it was almost like I moved through this black vortex, just sucked right out. And all of a sudden I could feel I was back in my body, and I heard my dad, Zach, are you okay? Zach, wake up. And then I heard another voice. Is he okay? Do you need me to call the ambulance? Do you need me to call 911? Do you need me to do anything? And almost as if my nervous system, the greater me, the soul me, had re-inhabited my body, but my nervous system wasn't online. So I just felt numb, like I was there, but I couldn't move. But somehow I was able to say, it's okay, I just can't move, but I'm okay. And then slowly, within the next 30 to 60 seconds, I started feeling the tingles come back. So my nervous system started to wake up, and I got the tingles. Finally, I open my eyes, and you know, I look up, and there's my dad, terrified to death, and my little five-year-old brother just like looking down at me, like, I feel so bad for them. But, and then this other gentleman who I guess was just someone across the street, wasn't even the technician, just saw me fall. And miraculously, my dad, thank goodness for his athleticism, had ran from this 40-yard distance, 30, 40-yard distance from the sidewalk to his truck and caught me before I even hit my head. So I didn't have any, you know, bumps and bruises. And he took me. So we got in the car. And, you know, I didn't really know what to make of this whole experience. I was 14 at the time. So I'm in my head thinking, what did I just experience? You know, I'm so hyper-rational at that age. But he took me to McDonald's, the best place ever to have a post-pass-out meal. But then, you know, a few days, a week later, I just felt like I needed to tell my dad. And I said, you know, Dad, when I passed out, I was in this tunnel of white light, of like this beautiful white light. And I had a conversation with Grandpa Joe. And my dad's, you know, first reaction was, oh my God, you know, are you okay? Are you like, did he tell you anything? Like, are you gonna die? You know, like that kind of, you know, I can only imagine a kid going through, a kid with leukemia and you're just trying to protect him. So I said, no, he said that everything was gonna be okay. Like I was gonna be all right and I was gonna make it. I just had to keep going. And so that passed, time passed, you know, it was in the back of my mind, but it was never really that tangible. I still kind of hyper-rationalized it, like, oh, it's just some, I just had a kind of a weird experience in my own mind and hallucinated. And then a few months later, my dad goes, hey, check out this picture of Grandpa Joe. And it was my grandpa, and sure as could be, he was wearing a trench coat at the exact same length as him when I saw him in the tunnel. And so that was my experience. And that opened a lot of gateways and doors to later out-of-body experiences during meditation, things like that. And it just opened a gateway for a lot of my spiritual growth, even though at that time I wasn't really interested in that. It wasn't until later, late teens, 19, 20, 21, that I really started asking those questions as to why my whole experience had happened. But that had opened kind of a gateway within me to allow me to access, I feel like, deeper wisdom and the experiences that would continually help me evolve and understand my situation and why things happen that I still get to experience to this day. And that's my story. So thank you for thank you for listening, and I hope it helps remind all of us that our bodies, as much as we hold on to them and as important as they are, the vessels that they are just our temporary vessels. You know, they're beautiful. We should take care of them. They're necessary to help us through this experience. You know, when you have a sick body, ill body, you're not able to really elevate yourself. In your awareness, you're so focused on the physical body. So I don't know where I was going with that. But anyways, I appreciate you guys taking the time to watch this. And I hope it helps you understand that there's more to this than just what meets the eye, what meets the ear, what meets the nose, and what meets the touch, the sensation. We're multidimensional, beautiful beings, and love is our essence. That was what I experienced in the tunnel. Love is our essence. It was me. It was both moving through me and exuding outward from me, and that helps me on a daily basis to remember that. So hope you guys remember that, and take care. Thank you. Bye.